Felipe, you know I like music very much, so I wanted to ask you about music in Colombia and Ecuador. What kind of music do they have?
Well, if you go to Colombia, I think it's there's such a it's such a diverse country in terms of music. There's the you know what is salsa?
Salsa, I have heard of it.
Well, salsa is really popular in Colombia, and it's popular because of the African influence. Because in the 16th century, people from Africa came to Colombia as well, and they brought many kind of music, and this music, mixed with the Spanish music, and now we have the well-known, salsa. So salsa is popular in Colombia, and most Colombians can dance salsa. Even children, small children also can dance salsa. Apart from that, we also have many different traditional dances such as joropo and bambuco, which are, dances, traditional dances in the countryside regions. Peasants, they have many these different kind of dances. In the Amazon region, you also find traditional dances. So Colombia is I think is like a really diverse country in terms of dances.
That is amazing. What about Ecuador? Is it the same as Colombia?
Yes, it's similar, but in Ecuador, the indigenous people who are living in the highlands have, I think, a more diverse group of dances. So if you travel to the highlands, you will find that people in Quito, which is the capital of Ecuador, have traditional dances. And if you go to the south and to the north, you will find many differences. And traveling to the Amazon region is also a chance to know more different traditional dances. So I think in terms of indigenous traditional dances, Ecuador is more diverse.
That is so interesting. Really, thank you for this information. Now I want to get more into music from Ecuador and Colombia.
Great, you're welcome.